So we're asking for awareness about divine purpose, for practical ways of bringing it into our everyday life so that we can have plenty of time, plenty of calm, plenty of stillness, so that we have the feeling that time stands still and we have plenty of time to do everything that's demanded to us as humans, as well as what we want to do in our spiritual life. And that we feel the underlying stillness of the upper lake and the stillness that St. Kevin found in his cave at the upper lake and the guides that brought him here. And we find our own self-alignment, our own inspiration. That we can practice in our daily life, that we can bring home into our everyday life.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon, Magnetic Service. This has to be practical. There are those who would say that the idea of channeling, of being esoteric, you have to be in another place, in another world. You have to think differently. And yet each of you channels. In a certain way, each of you channels. The practicalness of this is you channel by feeling the energy of the elementals, of the very planet, and they influence you to make the decisions that you make, the integrity that you have. I want to paint a picture of somebody painting a picture. The artist sits in front of the canvas. And the artist is in an apartment in a city. And on the canvas is the most beautiful scenery, the serenity of the lakes and the trees, the beauty of the grass. The canvas is finished, it's put into a gallery, and those would gather, and some of them would weep with the beauty. There is energy and creation in the canvas, and it is of the elementals who were there all along. And they were there in the artist's brush, and they soared through the artist's mind, through the brush, onto the canvas, in the beauty of another kind of channeling. Where did that artist painting in the city, in an apartment, get the elemental? And the answer is, it was always there. It is part of you. It longs for you. We're in a public place yet again of those who come enjoy this area. It breathes, dear ones. It speaks, dear ones. It has energy. Someday, a time from now, physicists will discover a way of seeing that which is quantum or multidimensional energy. They will discover a world they've never seen before as they watch the patterning, as they see for the first time there is intelligence in the rocks, that the atmosphere actually goes and comes in a way that is not necessarily with the winds. That there is seeming intelligence in the way the grass grows. And then they will start measuring what happens when the elements are around humans, and they'll come to see that there is a benevolence, and the patterns change when a human is present. They'll do experiments that will see that a human in a field will actually attract what they thought was something that had no life. That the energies literally of the ground will rise up as though they are greeting that which is the human being. Animals respond to it. Nature responds to it. The human consciousness belongs on this planet. You belong here. You're part of a grand system. Don't stand alone. Don't separate yourself as though you were the only thing that is. The earth needs you and you need it. This will be the secret of peace on earth. When more and more humans understand this, that there is a form of life here that isn't even acknowledged, intelligent life that isn't even acknowledged. And when this is seen and when this is understood, it will be the beginning of the new definition of life, multidimensional life, and it will lead to that which then is spiritual. And there will be a confluence of ideas that say that you had missed everything until that invention. But you can experience it now, just by sitting here and understanding. Is it possible that running water, developing negative ions for you, knows your name? That the trees and the rocks greet you as you greet them with your eyes? This is the truth. This is the basic elemental truth of the planet and of humans. My partner says he will miss this place. And so it is.